about Nashville. It's called Small Town Nashville Blues. And, well, Nashville's not really a small town, but it really feels small when you date the wrong guitar player, so.
Let me lose, and I'm tired of all this worry. I wanna shake these blues. I'm tired of complications, and I'm getting tired of you. If I lose, let me lose. Oh, baby, can I lose these low-down, small-town Nashville blues? You make it for if I lose, let me lose. And I'm tired of all this worry. I wanna shake these blues. I'm tired of complications, and I'm getting tired of you. If I lose, let me lose. Oh, baby, can I lose these low down, small town Nashville blues? Shoes, if it did the trick for Carl Perkins, it might do it for me too. If I lose, let me lose. And I'm tired of restless sleeping. I want some new dreams too. I'm tired of your misleading and your piss poor attitude. If I lose, let me lose. I lose. Oh, baby, can I lose? Small town Nashville blues, these low down, low, 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 low down. I'm talking real low. Small town, mountain stage
Thank you so much. Here's a song called Time for Leaving, which it's not time for leaving yet, so don't go anywhere.
Either way, so it's time for leaving, baby. kiss you in the summer heat. You see me driving down your street. Oh, but you don't call the check on me. And I don't know just what it means. I think I know what it means. That it's time for leaving, baby.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. It's been an absolute pleasure to be here tonight, especially surrounded by so much greatness. And my name is Christina Vane.
Solitary bird that stops to sing. Someday soon they're gonna call my ship on in, and I am gonna sail away to sea. I am gonna sail away to sea. Stops to sing. Someday soon they're gonna call my ship on in, and I am gonna sail away to sea. I am gonna sail away to sea. Hear my call high above the mountain top, a solitary bird that stops to sing.
Yes. Yes, sir. She crowdsourced her first tour. She called it the Show Me Your Hometown Tour. And as I understand it, she left town for 6 months and couch surfed and hoteled and did it all. She has now spent a decade as a full-time musician. She's opened for Molly Tuttle, Bob Weir, Jerry Douglas, Winona, Sam Bush, and many more. Her latest album is called Hear My Call. Look for her playing at Globe Hall on May 2nd. That was Christina Vane. It's a real treat for us to be here in Manassas. Thanks again to George Mason University for reaching out to us. We appreciate their support and the hard work of all the folks who help make us feel at home right here. We'd like to say a special hello to you right now if you're listening over KBSU in Boise, Idaho, and over WBBT in Powhatan, Virginia. We're so glad to have you listening, and we hope you can join us next week when we're back in Charleston with Jeff Tweedy, The War and Treaty, Johnny Swim, and Olivia Ellen Lloyd. This is Kathy Matea, and you're listening to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. Mountain Stage is supported in part by this station and by West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Hotel accommodations for Mountain Stage guests are provided by the Charleston, West Virginia Marriott Town Center Hotel, centrally located for the business and pleasure traveler in downtown Charleston's retail district. This is Mountain Stage from NPR. Hello again, and welcome to the second hour of Mountain Stage. I'm Kathy Matea, and I'm so glad you joined us. We're here at George Mason University in Manassas, Virginia, at Merchant Hall in the Hilton Performing Arts Center. And still to come, a journeyman with more than between five and six decades of performing. Al Stewart is here. Yeah.
You good? All right.
But we're going to open this second hour with a singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist who is also celebrating 50 years of making music. He was born in Boston and raised in North Carolina. He was the fourth child in a musical family that includes his brother James and his sister Kate, and he made his first record when he was 19 years old. He is primarily known as a folk artist, but he has a wide range, including pop, gospel, jazz, and Broadway tunes. He's taught stage performance for over 30 years, starting at Berklee College of Music in Boston, then guest teaching around the country, and finally making his course available as a book and an online masterclass. There is a documentary on his life, a PBS performance special, and a box set of live performances over his 50 years. He has a new album called Symphonic Steps, which is a collaboration with the BBC Symphony Orchestra. He is an airplane flying, motorcycle riding, singing storyteller, described as equal parts Mark Twain, college professor, and musical icon. Please welcome back to the Mountain Stage, Livingston Taylor.
This is always a point of tension for me. Now, I've been playing the guitar for a very long time, and when I'm not playing the guitar, the problem is that I don't remember that I know how to play the guitar. So all of a sudden, oh, that's right. I almost forgot. I'm a bitchin' guitar player. And listen to this beautiful space and these notes coming out and tumbling all around you guys. Oh, this is so, so much fun. Let's go fly. I've learned how. Stick out your arms, run real fast. Pick up your feet and wow. We're headed for the through, but things get clear. And that special place we tried to find is somehow oh so near. What a way to be with you, hand in hand above the clouds. I have loved you quite forever. Now I'm saying it right out loud. What a kick to open our eyes and watch the world go drifting on. Slap my seat, wiggle my feet, with you I belong. Let's go swim in the ocean deep. Get relaxed and breathe real easy as if you were asleep. We can watch while dolphins play and hum along to that bubbly song that they sing on holiday. What a way to be with you, special guests in the fish parade. I have loved you quite forever. They're thanking you for the life you've made. Who would have thunk when we got sunk, we could find a different song. Wherever you are is where I belong. Oh, your touch is magic. Oh, your voice is music. Your easy smile reminds me I'm okay. And your eyes are clear and bright, filled with joy and light. And I cannot wait to know where our love will go today. Outer space, that'll be fine. We'll kick it up to the speed of light and drift back to the time before we met, before I knew that someday I'd see you smile and my life would all be new. Weightless when I'm in your orbit, gravity when you are near. I have loved you quite forever. Should I tell NASA that you're here? Voyager took a left at Pluto into the dark of the great beyond. Tag along and find new stars. Darling, where you are, I belong.
Thank you. That first one worked out pretty well.
I can't resist. I gotta wander over here. All the time, I'll ask people periodically, do you play an instrument? And they go, oh no. And I go, really? And then I wander them over to a keyboard and I say, play a middle C.
and they play it. I say, play it again. Play it, but hold it. And then I say, play that middle C with your foot holding down the sustain pedal. And now listen to it ring and flow and fill that space. Now, any of this evening's performers will tell you that what we're waiting for is we're waiting for the muse to show up. And trust me, she is not only beautiful, she is very, very timid. The other day, I was just playing around on this keyboard, and I thought I saw her at the corner of my piano. And sure enough, she was there. And this is what she left to me. When I get too old to dream, I won't whisper out your name or lift my face into the rain or strain to hear again the tumbling of a stream. When I get too old to dream, I won't feel my lost heartache or be glad for the smile I had to fake or the extra bow I chose to take at the standing O of the Bafo scene. When I get too old to dream, I will be too old when the sunrise fails to move me, when your memory doesn't choose me as I'm waiting on a train. You can count me down as done when I no longer crave the sea, when my partner lets me be, when the young ones pretend to look right through me. When I get too old to dream, I won't mourn the last goodbye, or know God's victory goes to those who try and hope that the darkness is not so wide that it can't be crossed on love's true beam. This is who I am till I get too old to dream. I'm going to play a little banjo now, and if you think that I'm feeling a bit like Wayne Newton, you're right. It's a lot easier getting me on stage than getting me off. Careful what you wish for. The banjo. Thank you.
So a fella was digging a well, drilling a well, a water well in a field. And I don't work that hard, and I got a lot of free time, so I stopped as he was drilling, and he was all alone in that field. And he seemed such a compelling figure, there alone, finding water. So I decided I wanted to write a song about him, and I asked him his name. And his name was Dave Schwa. Dave Schwa. There is zero chance of my writing a song about somebody named Dave Schwa. So I renamed him Henry Crossenfeld, and I wrote this song for him. My name is Henry Crossenfeld. I punch holes in the ground. I am crazy, so they say, but they still come around. They need water for their lives. I dig wells by trade. They bring money and they bring hope, and that deal gets made. I kissed a pretty girl one time, and she kissed me back. She left me with our daughter, and she walked north up the track. We got a postcard from Detroit, a Chevy framed in blue. She wished for us an easy life, but it has not come true. Henry, can you find me water? Henry, I do love your daughter. April grew up strong and tall, a willow in the spring. She never spoke a single word, but softly she would sing strange November melodies of lost December lies. No man that I ever saw could catch her blue-green eyes. From dawn to dusk, I'm in the field with my drilling gear. The glade is still and peaceful, but the roar is all I hear. The tailings rise up from below, and by the end of day, they have water and they have life, and I just fade away. Henry, can you find me water? Henry, I do love your daughter. That's a banjo-y sort of song. Sounds like something should be played on the banjo. Of course, this got me thinking. What songs should never, ever be played on the banjo? What songs are completely inappropriate for this instrument? I have a few. Born through a party at the county jail. Prison members there, they began to wail. Joint was jumping, they began to swing. But you ought to knocked out jailbirds sing. Let's rock, let's rock. Everybody in the whole cell block was dancing to the jailhouse rock. To all the girls I've loved before, who wandered in and out my door, I'm glad they came along. I dedicate this song to all the girls I've ever loved. Start spreading the news, I'm leaving today. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. family. Don't encourage this behavior, God. One thing about having done this for 55 years is that I've got a lot of music in my brain. So it's always a dilemma. What to play? What to play last for you people?
Where bananas grow?
By the way, did anybody see when I actually lost control of this set? Because in a little bit, I'm going to hear you guys sing. And in this beautiful space, it's going to sound so good. Ha, 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 ho, ho, ho. And a couple of fa-la-las. That's how we laugh the day away in the merry old land. There, whether you're tin or bronze, that's how we keep you in repair in the merry old land of Oz. We get up at 12 and start to work at 1. Take an hour for lunch, then at 2 we're done. Jolly good fun. Clip, clip here, clip, clip there. We give the sharpest claws that certain air of savoir faire in the merry old land of Oz. Every now and again, I forget that I've lived in the light of favorable stars, and my mood gets cloudy, and I get discouraged, and when I find myself falling into that space, I like to go find my guitar, and I love to sing this song and re-remind me just how amazingly beautiful it all is. Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, hey, you can sing this, there's a land that I heard once in a lullaby. Someday I'll wish upon a star. I'll wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops. So wake up above the chimney top.
That's where you'll find me, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh why can't I? If happy little bluebirds beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?
That was good. That was real good. I love you guys. Much more. With. All right, the powers that be are saying one more. Guess what? I don't mind that news at all. Now, should we take the high road, knowing that nobody survives taking the high road, or should we take the low road? It was a rhetorical question. A more traditional folk song for you, if I may. Railroad Bill was a hard-living man, used to take his women two at a time. Everyone agreed he was the baddest engineer to ever motor down the Santa Fe line. His name was known from the folks back home to the tippy top of Telegraph Hill. And all the little boys, when they were sneaking cigarettes, would dream of the Railroad Bill. One day Bill was walking along and he saw a kitten stuck in a tree. When he saw what's the matter, he ran to get a ladder to set that kitty cat free. Bill said, no, ain't gonna do it, ain't gonna climb no tree. This is a stupid song and no folk singer's going to make a fool out of me. One day Bill was walking along and he saw a kitten stuck in a tree. When he saw what's the matter, he ran to get a ladder to set that kitty cat free. Bill said, no, ain't gonna do it, ain't gonna do what you said. This is a stupid, stupid song, and as far as I'm concerned, that cat can stay there till it's dead. I said, wait a minute, Bill, you can't argue with me. For God's sake, I just made you up. I got the pen in my hand, I want you up in that tree. I want that cat unstuck. Bill said, no, I hate cats. I ain't gonna climb for no cat. Perhaps I could rescue a beautiful woman who's been tied down on the railroad track. I said, maybe there'll be room in the eighth or ninth verse, but right now I want you up in that tree. I'm the writer, goddamn, I got the pen in my hand, and you're supposed to listen to me. He said, you, why should I listen to you? You should listen to me instead. I'm a railroad man, and if I were real, I'd separate your face from your head. You ungrateful brute, I cried, you have pushed me too far. Gotta show you I can do as I please. Then an earthquake came and shook the whole terrain and brought Railroad Bill to his knees. And a tidal wave broke and everything got soaked and Bill was almost completely washed away. And a big green monster from the planet Neptune landed and bit Railroad Bill on the leg. I got the pen in my hand. I can do what I want. I'm a bright young talent on the rise. So get your ass up that tree, or I swear you're not going to get out of my folk song alive. Thank you. You don't
scare me. You might be funny, but you don't scare me. If you don't leave me alone, I'm gonna tell everybody where you stole this melody. But before he could speak, his tongue fell out. He could not make a sound. He grabbed up on me, he grabbed me by the neck, and he pulled me to the ground. He hit me in the stomach and he hit me in the face real hard. I think he almost broke my nose. Just then a lightning bolt came out of the middle of nowhere and hit him right between the eyes and killed him instantly. The cat came down from the tree, had a bowl of warm milk and went to sleep for the night. Railroad Bill is survived by a wife and three lovely children. Dear God, I love to ride.
All right. All right, Kathy. They're all yours now. Thanks, guys. Great to see you.
He's toured with Joni Mitchell, Linda Ronstadt, Fleetwood Mac, Jimmy Buffett. He's toured with Jethro Tull. Recently, he's been out playing symphony shows, and at Berklee, his students included John Mayer, among others who have gone on to become well-known. His new album is called Symphonic Steps. It's a collaboration with the BBC Symphony Orchestra. That was the one and only Livingston Taylor. It's time for our piano player, Bob Thompson, to do a number for you. He has chosen tonight, a Duke Ellington song called Things Ain't What They Used to Be. Please welcome Bob Thompson. You can find his music at colortones.com. That was Bob Thompson with Things Ain't What They Used to Be by Duke Ellington. You're listening to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. If you have questions or suggestions for us, our email address is feedback@mountainstage.org. You can also connect with us on Facebook. You can peek behind the scenes on our Instagram and watch select performances at livesessions.npr.org or on our YouTube channel. You can find all those links at our website, mountainstage.org. We're going to close the show this week with a British singer, songwriter, and folk rock musician who is also celebrating 50 years of making music. He first encountered stardom as part of the British folk revival in the 60s and 70s. A chance encounter in a London flat with a young Paul Simon, listening to his newly finished songs, gave him the spark to start writing himself. He's always been interested in history and has written many songs about prominent historical figures and events. He's made nearly 20 introspective and lyrically powerful records featuring legendary backing musicians, including Jimmy Page, Phil Collins, Richard Thompson, and Rick Wakeman. His most prominent success came in the mid-70s with producer Alan Parsons and include his two smash hits, Year of the Cat and Time Passages, both title cuts from their respective albums. His latest album is Al Stewart and the Empty Pockets Live, and it captures his ongoing collaboration with the Chicago-based band The Empty Pockets. And he's brought them along to the show this week. He's out on a farewell tour, and we're so happy that he included Mountain Stage in his plans. Please welcome back to the Mountain Stage with The Empty Pockets, Al Stewart.
Don't you think we're going downhill? And I would hate it to be run of the mill. Oh, love me or leave me, but please don't deceive me. If you do, I know, believe me. I want you to know, I don't want you to go anyway. Yes, I was doing all right up until now. I'm beginning to think you should have listened to us. She picked up her things, said let's be friends. For all the good and the bad, things have their ends. Then she went lazily, leaving me crazily, wandering lost. The night was hazy, everyone else looking sure of themselves, but not me. Yes, I was doing all right up until now. I'm beginning to think you should have listened to her. A dozen LPs, a bundle warning, milk for the morning. I left the dark on a seat in the park feeling very strange. Yes, I was doing all right up until now. I'm beginning to think you should have listened to her. You should have listened to her. You should have listened to her.
Hey. Well, that's a song I wrote back in 1922. And it was on my second album. It was an album called Love Chronicles that had a twisted history. I don't think it was ever released in America. It had a rude word on it, apparently. And so it was going to be released, and then it wasn't, and then it was, and then it wasn't. And finally it became the folk album of the year in England, and I thought, who needs America? So so we'll do a song that even I don't know what this is about. It's just you sit down with in my case, you sit down with a candle and some parchment and a quill pen, and you write whatever comes into your head. And I really don't know what this song is about, but I rather like it. I like the fact that I don't know what it's about. Okay. Seems to me as though I've been upon the stage before and juggled away the night for the same old crowd. These harlequins you see with me, they too have held the floor. Here once again they strut and they fret their hour. I see those half familiar faces in the second row, ghost-like with the footlights in their eyes. Was I there amongst them in some traveling show? And is it all still locked inside my head? For infinity. These figures in the wings with all their restless tunes are waiting around for someone to call their names. They walk the backstage corridors, prowl the dressing rooms, and vanish to specks of light in the picture frames. Was I there amongst them in some traveling show? In Paris, maybe Madrid? Is it all a memory from a long, long time ago? And is it all still trapped inside my head for infinity? Thank you. a harmonist to all the notes that I play. Although we may not meet, you know me well. While others talk in secret keys, transpose all I say, and nothing I do or try can break through that spell. One more time we'll dim the lights, bring the curtain up, play again like all those times before. Far behind the music, you can almost hear the sound of laughter, like waves upon the shores of infinity.